Hey guys, thanks for joining me. So I want to talk to you about, I guess, just doing the damn thing. And for me personally, I've, in the past, up until recently, a lot of things get in the way of, like, pursuing things. I do a lot. I've accomplished a lot, but there's also a lot that I've wanted to do that I've just let overthinking or fears just get in the way. And then I look back after years pass and I'm like, an old pattern that I've had of thinking is, oh, I'm glad I didn't pursue whatever that was because my whole opinion's changed. I've changed. I'm a whole different person and it doesn't align with what I used to want to create or what I used to want to do. And then I've just come to realize, you know, if we constantly stay in that mindset of like, well, I'm going to change anyway, so I might as well not do something, then we're never going to really be trying and achieving things, because if we're going to change anyways, what's the point? And I realize that that's not the mindset that I want to have. And, you know, I can think back to, like, when I first was really into food and cooking, and I wanted to do a food truck. And this was before I was vegan. And the food was more on the healthy side. Yeah, that was the whole point, was that I wanted to introduce people to a healthier, flavorful food. But within a few years, my food style ended up changing, and then it became more plant-based, vegan, and then I was just thinking, like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't create a food company when I wasn't vegan, because then I'd have to do a whole, like, redo of the company, and, like, that's probably the reason why that I haven't done it yet. And, you know, there's lessons that you learn along the way, for sure, and everywhere that you are supposed to be in this moment is exactly where you're supposed to be. Absolutely. But it's important to not let that mindset stop you from reaching for the stars and doing what you want to do. Because when you do fail and something doesn't work out, you just fail forward. You learn from that and you grow and you adapt and you change your plan, maybe. It has to remain flexible, because if you don't, then you're just going to reach defeat, because it's inevitable. And since you're not remaining flexible, you're going to crumble. But if you can remain flexible and you can go with the flow and adapt on your way, then change, I mean, that's part of the process. It's something that we can't deny. And another thing to go with, like, oh, why would I document this? Why would I start a blog? Why would I start a podcast? Why would I start doing videos? Why would I write a recipe book if I'm just going to change in a few years anyways? Like, it's part of your evolution, and you can't just fast forward through that change. It's part of life. And if you just try to, like, avoid it, you're just going to stay stagnant, and that's no way to live. And also, you know, you might change and become a whole different person, which is, like, ultimately the goal, in my opinion. Like, why would you want to stay the same? That's like Groundhog's Day. That sounds like a nightmare. But through change, you know, and documenting it and doing the things that we want to do, other people can watch that and they can follow along with that change and that evolution, and they can see that it's possible, for one. If they don't like where they're at, they can follow along and see how you've changed and grown and see and learn lessons that you've learned with you. And that can inspire and change just like so many other people's lives just from that action alone. And also sharing that evolution and sharing how you adapt and what you've come from can just be so healing. It can be healing to document it on your own and to release basically that old persona, that old person that you used to be. And it can also be healing for whoever is going through whatever you're going through at that moment. They can feel connection and realize they're not alone. And then along with that too, like I said, they can adopt the perspective of adaptation and always changing. And, you know, with that, we want to change. We want to achieve our goals, and we want to be so, you know, we want things to happen right now. But something that is so important, and it's the way of life, is gradualism. It's what we have to keep in mind, and consistency, persistence. You know, like, babies don't come out the womb and just start walking. They crawl first. They first roll on their back, right? Then they roll over on their tummy. Then they crawl. Then they, like, wobble. And, you know, eventually you're running a marathon sometimes, maybe, if you're that kind of person. But a flower doesn't just bloom after you plant the seed. Like, it's going to take a lot of, like, time for the condition to be right and for the growth to occur and for the environment to be symbiotic with that growth as well. So, you know, I just honestly can relate everything back to nature. We are nature. That'll be another podcast. But gradualism, you know, everything happens in a gradual way. And that's just how it has to be. You know, I talk about it in my ebook, and a lot of people try to go vegan or plant-based and they realize they get sick. But they try to do it cold turkey, and, you know, not realizing that through life we've developed these, the person we are today has developed over all our years of living. And that's a lot of consistency. That's a lot of persistence. That's a lot of gradual persistence in one direction. That's where you got to where you are now. So it's going to take that amount of persistence and gradual steps in another direction if you want to make a change. So just being gentle with the process and with yourself, and understanding that, you know, we want change, but it's something that we have to trust the process, and it's something we have to have faith in. And that when you have faith, you can be persistent, because you are not going to see the results right away. But through that persistence and that faith, which go hand in hand, you can keep going. And then eventually, through doing and through that persistent doing, you are actually becoming. That's on another podcast too. But as far as documenting and doing the things, because change is going to happen regardless, and it can either be you staying stagnant and the world around you changes, or you changing with the world and showing it and doing what you want to do and not letting anything stop you. Because when you do that, you set in motion this momentum of just support and growth and inspiration and innovation, and it will just not only impact your life but the life of everyone who encounters yours. And so why not just do it? So if that's some advice that I could give to my past self, even just last year, is just do it. Yeah, you're absolutely going to change. Like, no doubt. Like, absolutely. That's 1,000,000,000% the only thing that you can consistently count on is change. Like, that's it. So, like, either buckle up or, like, you can fight it, but it's going to happen. You know, just go with it. And the most beautiful thing that you can, one of the most beautiful things is, like, that we can share that with other people, because it's so healing to just get it out. Even if you make a podcast and you don't produce it, like, or put it out there. No one hears it. It's so healing just to get those words out of your mind, out of your thoughts, just to get them out of your mouth and just out. Done. Over. But if you want to share it too, then to have that connection with other people, because we are not, the things that we go through, we're all connected. There's a collective consciousness. The things that we go through are not coincidental. And it's something deeper. We are all learning things at the same time, but in different situations. And it's just, there's so much more to it. So when we can share and we can connect and realize that we're not in this alone, that we have similar struggles that we go through, and this is how one person maybe goes through it, and this is what's helped them, and then you learn this is what someone else has gone through because they're sharing, and this has helped them, and then through that and your situation, which is totally unique, you can take those perspectives and apply it to what you're going through and develop and cultivate your own strength and your own solutions. And from that, you can share and inspire other people to do the same. That's how we grow. That's how we are supposed to be living, in my opinion. And so, do it. Do it. You're going to change. Share it. Do what you want and share the process along the way. It's going to help so many more people than you imagine, and yourself included. And so, that's the message. Right on. All right. Just do the damn thing. Take a hint from Nike and just do it. And subscribe to my podcast. Also, I have a YouTube channel. Joelle Lynn, I think. Crap. I'll put that information so you can follow me on YouTube. And it's just going to be a mixture of all the things Joheezy Fosheezy. So do the damn thing, yo. Hey, all right, so today I want to talk about imitation versus inspiration, and I guess how to deal with someone imitating you, copying you, in a few different ways. There's a few different ways you can deal with it, and just what it really is, and my experience with it, and what I've learned, and hopefully this can help other people, because I know this is a collective thing that we all go through, and especially as an artist, which I know a lot of the people who follow me are artists as well, and I'm sure, I mean, this is just inevitable. It's a human nature is to create and to imitate, so it's just bound to happen, and regardless if you create art or if you just dress one way and someone copies your style, you know, there's a lot more to it than just the surface, and I wanted to go over that. So, you know, there's that saying, imitation is flattery, and it's like, yes, absolutely. If someone sees something in you enough that they want to replicate that, that's a compliment, absolutely. If someone is taking your straight up ideas, your words, word for word, your exact art and calling it their own, that's plagiarism, that's stealing, that's wrong. Don't do that. That's illegal. Then we have the like fine little lines in between of inspiration and imitation, I guess, basically, and everywhere in between. And then it gets to be like, well, are they really copying you, or are you just making that up in your head because you just think you're the coolest and the world revolves around you? And then it's like, well, no, this is really genuinely something they're copying me about. Okay, well, we know we can't control anyone's actions, so if we let the things that other people do affect us, then we're just handing over our power, the only power that we have over ourselves. We're just giving that away. And we're letting other people's actions control our behavior, which is no way to live. And it just causes a lot more disruption. And that's not the answer we want. Our ego stands in the way. So what I've come to find is whenever we share something, there's a few different angles to come at this. But the point of sharing something is to share it, right? And to inspire, and to a lot of it is when you put yourself out there, you're really taking on a leadership role. And a lot of people get confused because as a leader, they want people to follow them. But a leader doesn't create more followers. A true leader creates more leaders. And if you can inspire someone just enough to make them pick up a paintbrush and do something just like you, you're creating a leader, essentially. Like, you're doing what you want to do. And the thing that stands in the way is the ego and ownership of that idea or that creation. And like I said in the beginning, imitation versus inspiration. If you straight up copy someone's straight creation, like, that's... I'll get into that in a little bit, but that's just robbing yourself, basically, of the gift of inspiration that happens in the process of creation. It's all just so magical. And when you just try to imitate and just copy, you're robbing yourself of the whole process and the ride and everything that it includes is just priceless. So why would you want to take that away from yourself, you know? Like, I've been in all the situations. I've been the copier. I've been the imitator. I've been the copycat. And it came from my perspective, it came from a lack of self-confidence, obviously, you know? Also admiration. You want to be like the person that you're copying. And so you just, the way we do that is we embody that, right? You, instead of just trying, just do it, just be. So you want to just be like that person. But like I said, we're just robbing ourselves of who we truly are and what we're truly capable of, because we're not exploring that inward, we're looking outward. So we're ignoring and we're neglecting who we truly are and what we're truly capable of and what we truly have to offer this world. So as far as taking inspiration versus imitation, one of the biggest factors I find that leads to imitation is a lack of inspiration. So if we are constantly on our phones, if we're constantly scrolling, if we're constantly showing ourselves or exposing ourselves to just one artist that we're obsessed with and we just want to be just like them, or just one political view, anything really, if we're just not allowing inspiration to invoke us or inspire us in different ways, then that's going to lead to imitation, because we're just going to produce what we know. We're not allowing anything new to come in. And so that's where the imitation happens. So like, even with podcasts, if you just listen to one person and then you create your own, your podcast is going to sound like theirs. It's not even going to have your own touch on it, because you're just going to go off of what you've seen. So to prevent imitation, have multiple sources of inspiration. And one of the sayings that I say every day and live by every day is, like, stay inspired, like, by everything. Like, right now I'm looking out the window and there's these beautiful little moth butterfly things that are just, like, tiny, and they're all just kind of angled, like, sitting outside on the window, and they look like hearts, and it's just so beautiful. And I'm like, I want to paint like little moths that look like hearts. Like, that inspires me to just create something in my own world. And that's where you should be pulling your creations from, is the source of inspiration, not imitation. Another point is imitation's flattery, and we know this, and it's hard not to get upset, because we feel like especially when we ourselves do the work, the inward work, and we do the struggles, we use the wrong mediums, and then we figure out the right one, and then we figure out our own unique flow, because that's what happens in the process when you surrender to the struggle and to the failing forward. That's where you actually find your unique flow. That's where you find your true self. And when someone imitates that and someone steals that essentially and copies you, it almost feels like a threat. Trust me, I've been there. It's like, whoa, you just tried to steal me. And that's not cool. And then you get money involved and people do it for gain. And then when people with 20,000 followers steal your one-of-a-kind idea and then monetize on top of it, and you're just left like, what the heck? Trust me, I've been there. And it's really hard, especially when that idea was brought about, that you've created was cultivated through pain and your own struggles. And through that, you grew and blossomed this beautiful, beautiful creation, and then someone just rips you off. Like, that hurts. But as the Japanese say, the art piece is the end product. The process is the art. And all of it is art, really. But no one can steal. They can imitate, they can copy, but no one can steal who you are, the experiences you've gone through. Like, if we just approach everything with an attitude of gratitude, you know, even this imitation versus inspiration thing, where it's like, I'm grateful that I am someone who has enough influence that I can inspire someone to create something of their own. And I'm so grateful that, just having the attitude of gratitude that you not only are a person that has enough influence to inspire someone, but that this idea that you're just a vessel, you're just a channel for it to come through, but that it can help heal other people, because it can, like, whenever we create something, it always brings healing for us. And just having an attitude of gratitude that someone else connects with your art, that you were even able to create it. Like, it just switches everything around, and it takes away the ego. When we have gratitude, we're not feeling like lack, and we're not feeling like the world revolves around us, and we're not feeling like we need more recognition, more attention. When we have gratitude, we want to give that away, and we're like, thank you, and like, you just want to share, and then you start to understand that you don't own those ideas. I'm not the first, and I won't be the last to create a mandala, you know? Like, it's not anything new. And at this day and age, like, who we are in human history, like, everything's been done. And that's not to say that new things can't be created, but you have to use what you have to get where you want to go. And if you see a new vision in your mind and you want to bring it to this world of form, you have to use what you're given now in order to do that. So that's where the imitation versus inspiration comes through, where it's like, the light bulb's already done, I'm not going to recreate the light bulb, but we can use this power, this light, to study and develop and learn and alter and see new ways that we can have a new light source. And that's where inspiration comes from, where you take inspiration from something that's created, and you can take inspiration from multiple things, combine them together, and create something completely new, birthing new creation, like a baby, where you take two different people, combine their DNA, and create an entirely new being. Like, that's what art is. That's it's magnificent life being brought forth from a world of thought into the world of form. And when you're the creator, you're yourself, like, that is huge. And that's where it's hard. It's really hard not to let your ego get involved. But there's also multiple discovery, which, if you've read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert, amazing book. It's so great. It's about living with creative fear, living beyond creative fear. Because when you take that challenge and you step forward and decide you are going to create something, you decide you are an artist, you are a musician, you are a creator, and you take that action to live that statement,
fears creep in, because anytime we do something that is going to align us with our highest self, there's definitely energies out there that are like, no, not happening on my watch. Like, defense is up. Like, let's throw in everything that we can. All right, let the fear in. And then all these insecurities, all these doubts, everything just comes in and wants to stop us. So especially when you're creating, like, that's like the first like thing that you've got to like build up a defense through. And a lot of the times we do let it hold us back, and so we don't create anything. But then we get to a point where we get fed up. We already know what's going to happen when we let this fear win and hold us back. So like, why not just try something new and like break through it and see what happens? And then great things happen, and then we do it some more and more. But it just gets to this point of like being fed up. Anyways, to this book, Living Beyond Creative Fear. She mentions multiple discovery, and it's essentially the collective consciousness that I talk about, how we're all connected. We all have this collective consciousness that we can all tap into. We all have the ability to, if we just eliminate these distractions that try to prevent us from doing so. And we will come to find that since we all have access to this, we all have access to inspiration. And just because you have been inspired by some unique situation, like these butterfly moth things that are on this window, they look like hearts to me and I want to paint them, and I'm inspired by this moment right here. This is unique to me. I'm creating this moment and I want to recreate it in my painting, and that's where this inspiration is coming from. That doesn't mean that nobody else is going to see these butterflies as hearts and want to paint them as well. And it can go beyond that into emotional feelings and emotional situations and how we interpret that and transmute it into art. It can be so similar. And if an idea in the consciousness, a conscious inspiration needs to be born, it will find a way. Like, it's just energy that needs to be utilized, and it will find a way. That's just its purpose. So whether it's through you or someone else, it will find a way. And if it's needed to be through multiple sources, it will find a way. And if it comes to you and you do not act on it, it will move on and it will find a way to be acted upon by somebody else. So really, we don't own anything. And although we think we might have added our own unique touch, and this idea was uniquely ours, and you know, also, we may have inspired other people, and other people may not even be aware of their act of imitation from the inspiration that you've provided. And I've had this happen as well in my life, where it's been clear that I've inspired other people, and they wouldn't want to admit to it. And this is where it can happen subconsciously, and this is why it's so important to be aware of what you consume, because we can be so unaware, and like the TVs, the shows that we watch, the music that we listen to, the people we surround ourselves with, they're always influencing us. And regardless if we are aware of it or not, we are projecting those influences. They become a part of us. And if it's on repetition, if it's something we repeatedly watch religiously, like the Kardashians or something, we begin to pick up what we see, and we begin to project it, and we begin to think like it, and we begin to act like it, and we begin to become that which we surround ourselves with. We become that which we are. And what are we? That which we do. What are we doing? What are you doing? Anyways, that's, I think I got a little bit off topic, but imitation versus inspiration, at the end of the day, if you aren't challenging yourself and allowing yourself to have that struggle of inspiration, because it's a struggle for sure. Stepping in front of a blank canvas is a challenge. It's intimidating. It's scary. It's unknown territory. It's new. That's unknown territory, same thing. But I get it, for sure. But if you can push through that, because all of us who have created something have been at that stage. Everyone starts as a beginner. And if you can push through that just a little bit, just to put the brush to the pad, like, just the brush to the canvas, like, just choose a color and go, and choose an angle and swipe, and then keep going. And I tell you, it's the momentum. Pick up that momentum, just one angled brush swipe, and you're putting in motion this momentum of creation, of inspiration, of universal consciousness coming into you through your vessel. And the things that you will not only create, but the things that you will learn, the things that you will discover, the things that you will uncover in that consciousness are amazing life lessons. Like, I'm telling you, the things that I've learned through my art about healing, about life, about pain and growth, just through paint alone and the layers and the shadows, the light and the dark and the contrast, like, as a creator, bringing that into this world, seeing how it's so necessary in just a painting to give depth. You need that light and dark contrast. You need layers. You need to take a minute and step back and let that thing dry. Then you need to come back, and even though it looks done, you put another layer on it, and it gives it so much more depth. It gives it so much more substance. And that's the same with us. It's all just so relatable. So when you allow yourself that struggle in the beginning, and you push through it, and you persevere consistently, and you have faith that you are worthy of creating something beautiful, and that you don't have to be a professional to do so, and then you just do it, I'm telling you, you tap into the source, you tap into that golden well. It's almost like kind of the same place that the fountain of youth resides, like source, that's where it is. And then it's, you see that it's endless, and no one can approach it in the angle and the exact body that you are approaching it in. So whatever you pull out of there is just going to be unique to you, and it's endless, and you can just keep going, and it's so new and fresh, and it's endless. So it just keeps coming out the more that you just dive in. And that is the true gift of inspiration. Endless, abundant source. And that is what you encounter when you truly approach it from an inspired angle. But if you're approaching it from a thieving angle, from imitation, you're robbing yourself. You're only getting to see what that one person over that you want. So you're going to go and steal it. So you're only going to see what they're seeing from an outsider's perspective, though. So you're not seeing the endless abundance that you have access to as well. And it's going to end. Whatever you're imitating, whatever you're copying, it's going to end. Like, it's not going to have that endless source, because you haven't found and deciphered your own code to unlocking that key. I feel like I'm getting all over the place, but it's serious business here. You have to go through that challenge. You have to go through that struggle. And it's so brief. It's so minor. It's so temporary for this endless abundance of source. And it's always there. Always there. Every time you want to tap back in, no matter how many years off you take, no matter how many down moments you feel where you don't have inspiration, because it's going to happen. Because those moments when you feel so down and you don't have that inspiration, that's when it's cultivating more. And you think that it ran out. But really, there's some beautiful, magnificent things going. And the moment that you can find that energy, and it's fine that you have moments that are down, because it's going to happen. I'm telling you, that's just the ebb and flow of life. Because you can't have that contrast, you can't have that depth without that contrast, without that light in the dark. So embrace it all, because without it, it would not be this beautiful masterpiece that we call life. And I can just go on and on about that. But give yourself the gift of inspiration. You are worthy. You deserve to truly experience what this priceless, indescribable feeling of inspiration is. You deserve it and you are worthy. And the only person you're cheating when you rob someone else of their creative expression is yourself, because you have the ability and you have the worthiness to obtain that creative expression from yourself. And you're also robbing the world, because they deserve your creations that only you can create. And when you're spending that time investing into mimicking what someone else has created, you're wasting that time learning about what you have to offer yourself. So just do you. Just do you. Admire, be inspired by multiple things, and then as well as life and the rain that falls in droplets on the window and falls down, and the swirl of your coffee with your almond milk inside, or the spots that slowly develop on a banana as it ripens, or the juice that like oozes out of the tomato when you slice it, or the juice that comes out of the juicer when you mix beet juice and green juice and orange juice. It's so freaking pretty. Just be inspired and then combine all those things together. I'm getting so passionate and so inspired about this, and I want to keep creating more content, but I want to keep it at a reasonable length, so I'm gonna cut this short. But those are my tips for dealing with imitation. First, recognize it as like truly you have a true influence to make change, and either continue it in your art or channel it into something greater where you can actually invoke some awesome, huge change. But just see it as like, wow, I am a powerful being because you are. As well as see it as, no matter what, this opportunity, this idea needs to be birthed into the world. So I'm grateful that it chose me, and I'm one of the people that has the gift of giving that out there, because this clearly needs to be something that other people can get value out of, and they are. And just keep doing you. Don't let the actions of other people like stop you, because every single time that I've let jealousy or upset that people have been copying me, every time I've let that disrupt me, it's totally disrupted me and taken me off that journey. And like I said, if they're not pulling from that pool of inspiration, they're going to run dry. And the moment they run dry, you're not going to have gone any further than when they started copying you, and you're going to be running dry, because you're not. The more you take from that pool of inspiration, the more it provides. But if you don't, it just sits there and will remain stagnant. And when anything remains stagnant, it doesn't thrive. And so those are my tips. They're kind of all over the place, but just understanding that it's a lot, it's a higher thing. And when it comes down to it, it's an ego thing. And our ego is our friend. It's not something that we need to hate or something that we need to dispel. It's something that we need to work with. It's something that's there to teach us and to serve us. And if we can approach it from the angle of like, okay, ego showed up right now. It's telling me that like, I own this, so obviously there's a lesson for me here, rather than being like, oh my gosh, my ego showed up, I'm such an egotistical person, like I'm not a cool person. Like, no, we all have an ego. This is just, every time your ego shows up, it's your teacher. That's it. It's lesson time. Like, school's in session. So sit down and learn the lesson. Otherwise, you're not going anywhere. And this is going to keep repeating and happening until you do. And it's just going to be super miserable. So there we go. There's that. Thank you for listening. And yeah, I'm still figuring out how I can like exit these transitions. So, okay. Imitation versus inspiration. Stay inspired.